It is difficult to accept that God allows some children to heal, but not others. Prolonged serious illness will drive you to your knees, and not just your own sickness, but those of your children or grandchildren. David fathered many sons, but the Bible tells us what happened when one of them became sick. David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, and she became pregnant. Not long after the child's birth, the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife had borne to David, and he became ill. David pleaded with God for the child. He fasted and spent the nights lying in sackcloth on the ground. On the seventh day, the child died. 2 Samuel 12, verse 15 through 16 and 18. David had seriously sinned, but don't forget, he had also fully repented. And think about what a father's heart he manifested. David pleaded with God for the child for 7 straight days, during which time he fasted and lay prone on the ground. David knew that God's heart and hand were often moved by earnest, sincere prayers, so he prayed. In the broadest sense, it is usually always within God's will that your children be healed. Very rarely does God determine that a child must die. This is why He gives their bodies amazing self-healing abilities. This is why He often allows doctors and modern medicine to be so effective. And this is why, if you have faith and pray, He frequently heals. As a parent, you suffer when you see your child suffer. Even if they are not in danger of dying, the fact that some disease or accident causes them to be bedridden or greatly restricted touches you in a profound way. You want to see them fully healed. So besides taking practical steps to bring about their healing, pray. A miracle is not guaranteed, but who knows? The Lord may be gracious to you. Lord, like King David, I bring before you the health of my children and grandchildren. I pray for my child who is sick right now. Oh God, I know you have the power to do a miracle and heal them. I also know you love them and have great compassion on them. So Lord, I pray that you will stretch forth your hand and heal them. If it's not your will to heal them completely, but they must live with their physical handicap, then Lord, give them the patience and the courage to be all they can be. In Jesus' name, amen.